from the time that we could begin to walk and talk, we were being taught to say thank you. Just imagine in your mind a toddler getting a piece of candy or something, and the person who's giving the candy to the toddler says what before they give it to them? Thank you. Thank you. And finally, the toddler says thank you and he gets the candy. And through the progression of our lives, when people do things for us, most of us will in turn say thank you or appreciate it, something along that matter. But when's the last time you were genuinely grateful? You genuinely had gratitude for something that someone did that affected your life. Genuine gratitude is our essential topic for this course. Hello, everyone. I'm Bruce Smith, and you're listening to the Essential Discourse Podcast. Our show is a critical examination of Black culture, specifically taboo topics that are embedded in our culture, which directly or indirectly affects our points of view, behaviors, and relationships. Not only do we identify problems, but we also put forward relevant, restorative, reasonable, and responsible solutions to remedy the identified problems. Thanks for joining us. Let's return to the show. Genuine gratitude. Well, if you look at those two words, one is genuine. That is authentic. That is real. Gratitude is more than a common courtesy. It's more than having manners. It's more than being polite. Genuine gratitude is heartfelt. It is real appreciation for an act that another person does. Genuine gratitude is the result of us recognizing that people don't necessarily have to do what they do. Oftentimes, these acts come with some form of selflessness. Selflessness that oftentimes requires sacrifice. These selfless and sacrificial acts meet the needs of other people. And that is why we should be genuinely grateful. Imagine, if you will, you are the person who had committed an act that helped someone, that benefited someone. And in response, you got this dry, non-appreciative thank you in return. All of us have experienced that. How did that make you feel? Did you really believe that that person was genuinely grateful for your service, for your acts of kindness? No, you absolutely were not. Genuine gratitude is measured by what you do, not what you say. Sadly, our behavior suggests that we have a spirit of entitlement rather than a spirit of gratitude. And that's a dangerous place to be in. Because entitlement states that, you know what, I deserve this and I have an expectation of you to do it. When in fact, you don't deserve it. And you're wrong to have any expectations for anyone to do anything. This expectation of people, unwarranted expectations of people, causes a lot of people to get agitated, to get a case of the, you know what, when things don't go their way, when people don't come through the way that they think they ought to come through, because they have an entitlement attitude. I'm entitled to this. And the truth is, we're not entitled to anything. We're not entitled to respect. We're not entitled to trust. We're not entitled to anything. These things are earned. These things are earned over a period of time by our actions, our inactions. Therefore, we need to understand that no one owes us anything. Knowing this to be a fact, it should produce a level of genuine gratitude within us that cannot be expressed through words. It cannot be expressed in a letter. It can only be expressed in how we behave, how we steward that which was done for us or given to us. This genuine gratitude is something that we need to lean into and practice on a day-to-day basis, because people don't have to be nice. People don't have to do anything about the need they recognize you have. People don't have to do anything. No one owes you anything. But when they do, you should be grateful. Now, this is not necessarily tangible things. This can be on the aspect of intangible things as well. Someone can come up to you and see that you're having a bad day and give you some words of encouragement. They didn't have to do that. They didn't owe you that. But if it speaks to you and it ministers to your need, and ministers to your need is just meeting your need, seems to me you should have some genuine gratitude for this person recognizing that you're in a bad place and they came and spoke life into you. Or, you know, somebody calls you over and says, "Hey man, I was thinking about you. I just want to do this for you. Whatever this is, you can put a name on this. But I was thinking about you and I just wanted to do this for you. You don't owe me nothing. I was just thinking about you." And that meets your needs. Tangibly, it meets your needs. The least you can do is be genuinely grateful. Genuinely show some, have some genuine gratitude for those things. You know, you notice something good, and you genuinely appreciate this good act, this selfless act, this sacrificial act of kindness demonstrated towards you. You know, so often you'll notice that people really don't have a disposition to be grateful. Most people will complain about everything. Most people won't open their mouths to say, you know, the polite stuff, you know, the courteous stuff, i.e. the same example that we used earlier when folk open the door. Or when a man steps aside and lets the lady go first. People don't necessarily have a disposition to be grateful. And I think that it's for a lot of reasons. One, that we're so caught up by other things that, you know, common courtesies have gone out the window. 9 times out of 10, you got your face buried into a phone. Or you got 1,000,001 thoughts running through your mind about what you need to do, how you need to get it done, who you need to talk to, yada, yada, yada. No, we're so distracted, and we don't need to be distracted, but we're so distracted because we are multitasking so many things that we don't really have the disposition to be grateful. I understand that we live in a go, 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 do, do, do world and society. However, we've got to be able to slow that thing down so that we can have a disposition to recognize good and to be genuinely grateful for that good. Now, it's not all gloom and doom when it comes down to our disposition, because we can control our disposition. When we recognize that, hey, man, I hadn't recognized anything good today, or my emotions are out of balance, or my attitude is jacked up, I have the ability to take a step back and refocus my focus on recognizing the good things, the positive things, instead of placing so much emphasis on the negative things, the things that are disturbing to me. Yeah, sometimes we do have moods. Yeah, sometimes our emotions are all over the place. But we can fix that by recognizing it, asking ourselves, Why do we feel this way? What caused us to feel this way? And what can I do to change the way that I feel so that I can recognize what's real and what's valuable, not negative, but positive? We have the ability to reset our minds. We know that these emotions are temporary. And when we feel down, reset. This reset process is important because our emotions will play tricks on us. It would have us to believe in an alternate reality rather than believing in the truth that is right before us, that is visible right before us. These alternate emotional realities serve as a distraction to keep us from recognizing good and being genuinely grateful. There's no manual in displaying genuine gratitude. The only requirement is that you be authentic and that you show your appreciation. You know, you don't have to yell and scream and jump and shout. You don't have to do any of that stuff. All you need to do is just be authentic, be appreciative for the fact that someone did something that you had a need for that wasn't solicited. They did it because they recognized that it needed to be done. And you can recognize the good in what they did by how it benefits you. Genuine gratitude flows out of our experiences, negative and positive. You know, I'm reminded of the story in the Bible about the lepers. And, you know, they all get healed. They all get restored, but only one comes back with an expression of genuine gratitude for what was done. That's genuine gratitude. Not to just go on about your business as if nothing has happened. You know, like you're walking through Walmart's parking lot door or whatever. You're walking through the grocery side door of Walmart and somebody allows you to go in. I mean, that's not a big deal. But for somebody to heal your body completely from a disease that had you ostracized from the community, you know, and to receive something like that, knowing who you are and what you've done, and only one had sense enough to come back and say thank you, and really mean it, a heartfelt thank you. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about genuine gratitude. This is an aspect of genuine gratitude that is often overlooked. Genuine gratitude promotes continuous acts of compassion, continuous acts of meeting needs. Genuine gratitude is the reciprocal response for acts of compassion. You know, it makes me feel tremendous when I've done something for someone and I can genuinely see that they are appreciative of my efforts. Not only that, but it just promotes this infinity type scenario where it goes, you're paying it forward. Basically, you're paying it forward to keep that act alive, to keep it going. And when you violate that infinity circle by not showing your true appreciation or any appreciation, it kind of hinders people from saying, you know what, I'm able, so let me do it. Because everybody wants to feel appreciated. You want to feel appreciated. So why wouldn't you show your appreciation to someone for doing something that you really aren't deserving of, you didn't ask for, but it met a need? That is ministry in a nutshell. It's meeting needs out of what I have within me, what I've been blessed with, to help somebody else, to encourage somebody else, to be a facilitator of the grace and the mercy that I've been blessed with. That's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. I'm reminded of the golden rule: treat others the way you want to be treated. What a profound principle. Imagine if we actually did that. Imagine if we were encouraged to actually do this on a routine basis. What would our world be like? What would our communities be like? What would we ourselves be like? I think we'd be the better for that. In a world that is being ruled by people with alternative motives, being authentic, real, and showing authentic appreciation is more important than ever. James Baldwin once said, "I can't believe what you say because I see what you do." How about we flip that and let's have people believe what we do and less of what we say? The time for talking about it and not being about it is over. We must resolve to be conduits of faith, hope, graciousness, and compassion. And we must resolve to display genuine gratitude. This concludes this episode of Essential Discourse with Bruce Smith. I hope that your perspective has been elevated and that you have been edified, equipped, and encouraged as a result of listening today. I thank you for the investment of your time. If you found value in this episode, please share and recommend it to others. Your feedback, comments, and questions are welcome. Please utilize the comment sections on our social media feeds, the review sections on your preferred audio streaming app, or in the comment sections on our website to communicate with us. Finally, please consider joining our community. By joining, you'll be notified of new episodes, featured guests, my guest appearances on podcast or videocast. You'll also become instantly eligible to receive our free newsletter and thank you prizes, and so much more. All you need to do is subscribe at www.evpshow.com and ensure that our communications are directed to your inbox. Until the next time, be kind to yourself and kinder to others. It is my sincere hope that your week is filled with love, peace, and joy. You have been listening to Essential Discourse with Bruce Smith.